ॐ मौनव्याख्याप्रकटित परब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्दी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघ्वकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। शौनकादि ऋषिस रिक्वेस्टेड सूतमुनि टू टेल हाउ भगवान व्यासाचार्य रोट दिस भागवतम स्क्रिप्चर। दिस एंटायर डायलॉग इज गोइंग ऑन इन ए फॉरेस्ट वेर इन रिचुअल यागाय वॉज परफॉर्म्ड। सो वन क्वेश्चन दे आस्ट, वॉट इज द पर्पस ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ, बाई डूइंग विच ह्यूमन बीइंग कैन बी सैटिस्फाइड, येन आत्मा संप्रसिद्यति। सो सूतमुनि आंसर्ड दैट। नाउ दे आर आस्किंग अनदर क्वेश्चन, हाउ भगवान व्यासाचार्य रोट दिस भागवतम स्क्रिप्चर। भगवान व्यासाचार्य इज कंसिडर्ड एज ज्ञान कला अवतार ऑफ विष्णु। He was born to Parashara Rishi. Since he was born in an island, he was called a Dvaipayanaha. So he was, it seems, black. Therefore he was called Krishna Dvaipayanaha. Krishna means black. Since he lived in Badrinath, so he was called a Badarayanaha. His prime service to the humanity was, he has re-edited and classified the entire Veda. Veda is one, but Veda mantras are classified into four types of mantras: Rig mantra, Yajur mantra, then Samaveda mantra, then Atharvana mantra. So each mantra has one type of chanting method. So he has a re-edited, classified. All these things happened at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. Bhagavan Krishna was not yet born, but he, Vyasacharya, knew now after this, after 100 years or something, Kali Yuga is going to start. People will not have that much of memory capacity to by heart the entire Veda. So what he did, he has classified that Veda into four types: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda, and taught one type of Veda to one disciple. Phaila, one disciple, Vaishampayana, Jaimini, and Sumantuhu, all are rishis. This Jaimini Rishi has one more credit for his greatness, that he has brought Purva Mimamsaka Sutras. Sutras means entire teaching of Karma Kanda he has brought into form of capsules. So entire teaching of Vedanta is brought into the form of capsule by Vyasacharya himself, called Brahma Sutras it is called. 555 sutras are there. And Purva Mimamsaka means Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda means rituals. that prepares a person's mind towards the Vedantic teaching. That portion was analyzed and made in capsule form by this Jaimini Rishi. So after doing this much service also, he was not satisfied, because his purpose of avatara is what? To give the scripture, age old scripture, to the entire humanity. So many people don't have even access to Veda at all. So he thought, I have to bring out entire Vedic teaching into an itihasa form, story form, so that all can have access towards it. Because in Vedic culture, generally women were not taught Veda at all. Women were not taught Veda, especially ritualistic portions. Women were taught Vedanta, Upanishad portion, but women were not taught ritualistic portion. So Dharma portion, they don't know. Actually, how they learn from their own husbands in that way. So he taught this Mahabharata Itihasa, it is called Itihasa. Like this happened. Iti means like this. Asa means happened. Ha means indeed. Indeed, like this happened. This is not an history book, but it is not totally fiction also. It is not an history book, but at the same time, it is not totally fiction also. So he has taken the all the lives of great people and added dharma in that story, and added philosophy, psychology, everything has added and gave in the form of Mahabharatam. It's a huge work, really. More than 1 lakh shlokas are there. Samasta purushartha yetuhu, they call it. Whatever is not there in Mahabharatam, you cannot find in human society. Or whatever you find, whether it is positive or negative, everything is in the Mahabharata. Like that, they used to say. Every aspect of human life is dealt there. And this was taught to Romaharshana. Romaharshana, we might have heard, he was the father of this Ugrashravas Sutamuni, who is telling this story. What happened? Since he has taken all the stories of Rajas, these that not only Bhagavan's story, other Raja stories also he has taken, and natural beauty he has added, so many things he added. So especially Raja story means what? There will be love story. On the basis of that love story, there will be fight. This is what Raja story. All Raja story you take. How much they earned, how much they enjoyed, how they died. That's all. So what happened? The entire Mahabharata happened to be a book of war. So people started thinking, Appa, if you study Mahabharata, in your family also war will come. Correct? So they refused to study and they refused to keep in the house also. Generally, you don't find Mahabharata in any house. And not only that, lots of dharmas are told, because it is a canvas for entire humanity. The painting called Mahabharata is meant for entire humanity. Therefore, so many things are dealt there. Brahmacharya ashrama dharma, then sannyasa ashrama dharma, grihastha ashrama dharma. So what sannyasi has to do, what grihastha has to do, what brahmacharya has to do, everything. And what brahmana has to do, what kshatriya has to do, what in between people has to do, because there are in between. Neither this nor that. So many things he added. After reading everything, people got confusion which to follow. Yeah, to analyze, you need a particular capacity. And to decide that this is my way, you need particular capacity. Or somebody has to say, hey, this is the way, you go this side. You go this side also, you can go that side also. Suppose 5 options are there, naturally what you will do? Like our modern boys who get a seat in many courses. Which college I have to join? So they will be confused. Similarly, here also society got confused. Therefore, Vyasacharya was not satisfied even after writing Mahabharata also. And what he thought, all right, normal people are not able to understand my literature. Let me catch hold of scholars. So what he did, entire Vedanta he has condensed and brought into the form of a Brahma Sutra. It's a really wonderful work. You cannot imagine the ways of thinking. Very, very difficult it is. Unless you get a guidance, it is not understandable. Anything if you don't understand in our family, they will ask, is it Brahma Sutra or what? That much famous it is. Famous for what? Not understandable. So scholars also got confused. Based on Brahma Sutra, there are so many schools of philosophies are there. Dvaita, Vishishta Advaita, Veda, Veda, Advaita, Shuddha Advaita, so many things are there. All are based on this Brahma Sutra only. So it has given lot of confusion again and among the scholars also. So he was thinking about how can I fulfill the need of the society? So how can I give direction to every individual in the society? Especially how can I instill the devotion in the mind of every individual in the society? Once devotion comes in any mind, that mind becomes normally good mind. Automatically, nobody need to say, follow this value, follow that value. If that mind is a devoted mind to the Lord, that mind will not see whether police is seeing me or not. I am a devotee of Lord, so I have to lead my life in this way only. So, once devotion comes in the heart of the human being, dharma also automatically comes. You need not tell dharma separately. Like a person recently married. Before marriage, he might have idea, habit of taking alcohol. Suppose recently married. Suppose he comes to know that his wife will not accept it, she won't like. So what happens? If he is really devoted to wife, naturally he will drop that vice. Similarly, every devotee feels, if he is a devotee, every devotee feels the presence of the Lord all the time, whether he is in society or alone. Since he is loving the Lord, he wants a what you call certificate from the Lord for everything in his life. So he will not do anything wrong which is objectable. So therefore, he was thinking how to instill devotion and values in the heart of a common man. Whenever any Mahatma, any person who wants to serve the humanity is in confusion with regard to serving the humanity, then Bhagavan himself sends someone as the guide. Always it happens. So that moment our Narada Bhagavan walks in. Narada Bhagavan comes to our Vyasacharya's kutiya. Narada Bhagavan means generally our idea is what? Kalaha Priyaha, like that, ne? Wherever Narada Bhagavan goes, there is Kalaha. But actually Narada Bhagavan means what? Naram Paramatma Vishayakam Jnanam Dadati Iti Narataha. Wherever Narada Bhagavan goes, Kalaha doesn't come. Bhakti comes. Bhagavan comes. Understood? So, due to him only, humanity received two great scriptures. One is Ramayana. For Ramayana also, Narada Bhagavan was the source. For Bhagavatam also, Narada Bhagavan is going to be the source. So as even Narada Bhagavan came, Vyasacharya immediately got up and worshipped Narada Rishi. So Narada Rishi asked, what is the reason why you are very much sorrowful? You are already a man of wisdom. The sign of man of wisdom means he will not have sorrow for any reason. So Narada Rishi asked, why you are sorrowful, you are a man of wisdom, what happened like that? Then our Vyasacharya says, see, I don't have any sorrow with regard to myself, but I am worried, how can I help the humanity? It's not worry, but at the same time, you can call it as worry. It's not worry. At the same time, you can call it as worry. Like sadhus, we also worry now. Where this younger generation of India going towards, to which direction it is going? Now this Valentine Day, this day, that day, we are seeing So we are afraid, because once chastity is gone, there is no family unit at all. There is no possibility of having a noble family. The first criterion to be a parent is what? Nobility. At least with regard to children, with regard to their personal life, they should be noble. Chastity is a blood of Indian culture. Now it is simply thrown into the winds, and a lot of progressive people are for that, and we are all superstitious people, so we are against that. Like this going on, but sadhus have worry, what will happen to the society? Because once family is disturbed, society is gone. Once chastity is gone, there is no family at all. The entire family stands on loyalty towards each other, not compatibility, not other criteria. Understood? Compatibility is not the criterion for family, because compatibility is born out of your own whims and fancies. 2 years before you consider something as compatible, now you change your opinion, then after 2 years again you will change your opinion. For that reason you cannot change your spouse. And even if you are ready to change your spouse, what will happen to the children? Because they are product of your living together. So what will happen? So family breaks in. Without loyalty, without chastity, there is no family at all. Indian culture till date has this value as the core value. But recently the trends, especially young generation trends, disturbing us. So we also worry, but still it is not worry, because it is your worry. Others have worry, but still it is not worry for us. Actually it is not worry, but still we worry. Similarly, Vyasacharya also says, I am worried, but still I am not worried. And what is my seeming apparent worry? What is the reason for seeming apparent worry? You yourself know. You please tell the solution for that. You are a person who roams all over the creation, not one world. He can go all the 14 lokas, wherever he wants. So you know all the condition of the human mind. You are the witness of various types of society, how social psychology, individual psychology works. So you are at the same time established in truth, established in Brahma Tattvam, and you are a man of character. So now you have to tell what is the solution for my sorrow. Tvam paryatan narkaivatri lokim antascharo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vrutaihi snatasya me nyunam alam vichakshva. Please tell what is the solution for my sorrow. What is the sorrow? Vyasacharya is not telling. See the confidence. You go to a doctor, sir, please give tablet if you tell. Please give medicine if you are. Doctor will ask, hey, please, what is your problem, you tell. And you imagine a doctor, as even you go there, he tells about your problem and solution also. That type of doctor, our Narada Rishi. Then Narada Bhagavan immediately says, I understood the cause of your worry. You want to instill devotion and values in the hearts of a common man, which you could not do even after writing Mahabharata. Even after writing Brahma Sutra, why you could not achieve that? He says, Yatha dharma dayashcharta munivaryanu kirtita na tatha vasudevasya mahimahyanu varnitaha. You have written that Mahabharatam itihasa. In that Mahabharatam, you have not described the glory of the Lord as you have elaborately described the this dharma, that dharma, then love stories, how this Ganga avatara happened and how these warriors fought with each other. If you go to Mahabharata, Yuddhakanda is huge it is. Those unwanted things you had elaborated, but you did not elaborate the na tatha vasudevasya mahima. Vasudevasya, Bhagavan's Mahima, you did not describe as you described the other Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha and Kama Purusharthas. All they are there. Values are there. How to earn money, wealth and other things are there. And how to enjoy life, that also is there. So it is a your fault. Since lot of importance was given to artha and kama, who started reading that? Ordinary mind, people with ordinary mind started reading that. And if you literature don't describe the Lord's glory, certainly sadhus will not read. If sadhus don't read, that literature is gone. Any literature read by sadhus only is immortal literature. When this Bhagavatam was written, we don't know. But still it is alive. Understood? When Ramayana was written, we don't know. But still it is alive. But 100 years before Shakespeare drama was written, not alive, it is in museum. So any literature is immortal because the sadhus read. Spiritual people read. Bible is alive 2000 years before written. Quran is alive. Why? Because it is read by spiritual aspirants, not casual people. Therefore it is alive. Similarly, any literature which is not studied by sadhus will not be alive. And not only that, when ordinary people study these type of literatures, they will pick up only unwanted things. The mind is like filtered mind. There is a filter, coffee filter you take or honey filter. So that filter, what will hold? All unwanted things it will hold, leave the honey. Similarly, this ordinary mind is a filtered mind. So he will tell, Krishna had 10,000 wives, why not? Why don't I have 10? He will tell, hey, Krishna had 10,000, but before that Krishna did so many things. 7 days he kept one big mountain on his finger and he was standing 7 days. You need not keep the mountain on your finger. You raise your finger and stand 7 days. Simply. You need not lift, not even a pebble you keep on your finger. You raise your finger and stand 7 days. Then I will allow you for 10 marriages. Ha, adala agala song. Adala avur devaru. He is God. When that is understood as God, then 10,000 also is God only. But ordinary mind will never understand this. So it will have only convenient things. Whatever perpetuates its own whims and fancies, that only they will take. So there is no guidance from the sadhus, because sadhus don't read at all that book. So what happens? Instead of elevating those minds, it pulls down those minds. Therefore, the problem happened. Ordinary minds are always towards sense pleasure and wealth. Artha kama is the goal of ordinary mind. So they cannot understand the real greatness of Mahabharatam. Real greatness of Mahabharatam is what? In the last shloka of Mahabharatam is given. The message of Mahabharatam was given in the last shloka of the Mahabharatam. There Vyasacharya says, whatever may be the reason, kamadva, lobhadva, bhayadva, dharmam natyajet. Nityo dharmaha anityaha sukadukke. Dharma is eternal. Sukadukka is anityam. For the sake of sukha, don't violate dharma. Being afraid of dukkha, don't violate dharma. We violate dharma because of these two reasons only. We are afraid of dukkha. Oh, it should not come. What will happen if I follow dharma? Now people have this idea. I will be thrown away from the society if I follow dharma and truth. So people, out of fear, they go for violation, or out of kama or lobha, they go for violation. Our Vyasacharya says, anybody who has violated dharma, whoever he may be, simply was vanquished. Because dharma is constant. Nityo dharma. You cannot rub with the constants. Our neem tree is a constant. You are a moving one. So you want to rub with the neem tree. What you will do? With banyan or without banyan, you go there and rub. What happens? Neem tree doesn't get rubbed, you get rubbed. Understood? That's what, even in traffic rules you take, a person who don't follow, who doesn't follow traffic rules, certainly will be in emergency ward, either today or tomorrow, that's all. When signals are there, you don't, if you don't follow the signals, certainly you will be in emergency ward. So here Vyasacharya gave that message, but that message is missed, because mind is colored, it is prejudiced mind, prejudiced towards artha and kama, so therefore he did not get that sara of the scripture. Na yadva chaschitra padam hare riyasho jagat pavitram pragnita karhijite tad vayasam tirthamushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramantyu shikshaya. It's a beautiful assertion. Here Naraji says, worldly literatures are like a dry pond with a mud puddle. You might have seen some ponds. No water, but little bit water will be there. There is some sort of mud will be there. So who will visit that place? Naturally, crows will visit that place, because all dirty things will be there. Hamsa will never go to that place. Hamsa is a bird, swan, mythical bird. So they won't go, only crows go. So worldly literature are like Vayasa Tirtham, dry pond with mud puddle, crows only go there. The worldly literature wherein Jagat Pavitram Harehe Yashaha Nasti, we call it shallow literatures, like our newspaper. How much time you read? How intensely, how devotedly you read? How much respect you give? Maximum 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that's all. Like that, those who read worldly literatures, what type of mind? Crow mind. Crow mind means what? Wherever crow gather, you have to be a witness. Irritating noise. So in our mind also what? Kama, crow, the lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. Crows are crowing like anything. No shanti. So worldly minded crows will gather to study these literatures. Wherever worldly minded people gather, certainly sadhus will not go there. Wherever sensualists gather, night party, some cinema theatre or pubs, sadhus will go? They won't go naturally. Hamsaha manasaha ushikshaya na niramanti. Hamsaha means what? Yatayaha yatis sanyasinaha. Manasaha sattvaguna pradhanaha, who revel in the sattvic attitude, who revel in the facts of life, they will never go to that type of literatures. Even if that literature is full of chitrapadam, chitrapadam means wonderfully written, like our Harry Potter. Chitrapadam is there, like a lot of drawings and nice, everything is there. Who will read it? Only children will read, or immature people will read, correct? It is for time pass, not for learning the life. It is for time pass, and it is only for immature people who are like children. And it can be a best seller book also. That's what our Naraji says. It can be a best seller book. The very fact that it is a best seller book, nothing is there inside. That's why it is best sold. There is no guarantee that all best seller books has a something to you to give your life. It may tell how to earn money, but it doesn't help you in life in actuality. Therefore, our Naraji says, even if that literature is full of wonderful words, they cannot be appreciated or studied by spiritual seekers and thinkers. Any scientific book is bestseller book, you tell. Is there any scientific book? Because it's a product of thought. But it is not bestseller book. Bestseller means what? Many people bought it. Many people means what? Majority. Majority is what? Majority is so and so only. Majority is not thinking. That's why it is always societies are advertisement driven society. It is a, and present day society is totally advertisement driven society. very fact that it is advertisement driven society shows, openly shows, everybody declares, we don't think. We see advertisements and decide, that's all. That is the reason, anywhere you go, this type of spiritual discourses are going on, number will be minimum. And in that number also, people will be sleeping, one or two will be sleeping. And one or two, out of respect, they will not openly sleep by yawning this way, that way, like that. Why? Because mind is not tuned to that type of higher thinkings. All the time mind is for what? Only shallow things, only entertainments, only small, small things, sensational things. So deep thinking is very, very rare, and modern society is famous for this. No deep thing. That's why every 20 minutes they have found that attention span, present attention span is 15 to 17 minutes. That's why you see in the TV program, every 15 minutes advertisement you will get. Otherwise you will get away. You will change the channel. That much only attention span. But in those days, hours together people can sit and study, meditate, think about certain things. Understood? In that way, they cannot, sadhus cannot appreciate those literatures. And these literatures cannot change the people's mind which is full of worldliness. Oh, Vyasa Rishi, you cannot change the people's mind which is soaked in artha and kama by writing such a type of book. They will take only unwanted portion of your teaching. Therefore, Vyasa Rishi, your Mahabharata was not useful for the entire humanity. In Mahabharatam, you have described the Lord's glory very, very little. Karhichit pragnite, hardly described. Lord's glory is hardly described. Therefore, Mahabharatam could not instill devotion in the minds of people. In Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna asked a devotee who went for Mahabharata Jatra. Jatra means drama. So entire night drama was conducted. So Sri Ramakrishna happy that this fellow went there and saw at least drama. Then he asked, what you learned? That fellow told, see, even the people like Yudhishthira went for gambling and told a lie. So it is not problem if I am going for all these things. He told. Sri Ramakrishna got angry. Hey, of all nice things about Yudhishthira, you remembered these two only. Only once he went for gambling, for which he got a life lesson, complete lesson. Anybody goes for gambling, even if you are an emperor, you are gone. And anybody tell a lie, even if you are great Mahatma entire life, still you will have that black point. That is the teaching he mentioned, because no human being is 100% perfect in his character. To teach that Mahabharata story, that character comes. And that same human being, Yudhishthira, followed values in many trying situations, correct? Never angry. He was called Ajata Shatru. He won't get anger at all. He did not consider anyone as Shatru at all. That type of great personality, about him, this fellow says, if he himself went for gambling, what is the harm if I go? So people always take negative things only. Instead of taking Krishna protecting Draupadi by providing cloth to Draupadi, he will tell, in those days also, humiliating women was not a, now it is happening, you are all shouting. In those days also, women were humiliated. Vastra Aparaharana, you will remember. Kapata Dyut, you will remember. He will not remember Gita. He will not remember Sanas Sujatiya. He will not remember Vishnu Sahasranama. Vishnu Sahasranama comes in Mahabharata only. You, all those good things you won't remember. Because why? Filter mind. Pannada. In Tamil they call Pannada. Pannada means what? That filter. It leaves all the nice things. Only unwanted things it keeps. So Mahabharatam could not change the mind of people. No law book can change the mind of people. How many laws we have in Indian Constitution? Every week, without knowing the meaning of the law, our ministers and parliamentarians give out one after the law, another law after the. What happens? Nothing happens. People say, it is your duty that you are bringing out law. It is our duty to violate. After violating also, we will find out what are all the, what you call, loopholes we can get away. Anti-corruption law 50 years before done. Any one individual you tell who is punished by anti-corruption? Corruption to what extent? Not 1 crore, 2 crores. 1000 crores. 1000 crores. And that corruption not only in money, in the field of money or something, even fodder, animal fodder. See, feeding some animal is a minimum thing. And in that also, people are. And feeding poor people, that public service, one chief minister now is in jail. Thousands of crores. So, by act of parliament, he cannot change his society. By law book or by Dharma Shastram, you cannot change the society. Therefore, write one more Shastram which is full of glories of Lord, which can be a Bhakti Shastram, which can be more efficacious in telling the glory of devotion and glory of the Lord. Even if that Bhakti Shastram is full of grammatical mistake, it will be read by sadhus. Because the subject matter is what? Sadhus won't see grammar mistakes. And grammar mistakes, those who see are called proofreaders. Proofreaders never read the book. They read the word and sentence, that's all. There is a difference between reading a book and reading word and sentences. Understood? Reading a book means you remember what was told earlier, what is now told, how it is going to have connection, and you get some sara essence and get teaching, something you get. But editor or proofreader never gets, because he forgets. If he remembers all those things here, he will not concentrate. So his concentration is what? Word by word, punctuation, and say, grammatical syntax, all those things. But for sadhus, essence are necessary. Therefore, even if that shastram, which says about the glory of the Lord, which says about the glory of the devotion, even if it is full of grammatical mistakes, sadhus will study. Once sadhus study any literature, that literature will be immortal literature. And they will not keep quiet also. They will tell, at least 10 people, they will tell, hey, like this one good book. I am telling you now, Bhagavadam. I studied Bhagavadam 4-5 years before. Now I am sharing you. So like that, sadhus will not keep quiet. They don't have any work also. Somebody feeds, so catch hold of some 10 victims and share. And if possible, put it in the website also. So we have a double audience now. Direct audience, indirect audience. You don't know which are all the minds are waiting for all these things. So, here our Narada Bhagavan says, Tadvagvisargo janataka viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhaddavadyabhi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavah. Yasmin grante, in which literature, anantasya namani yashasa ankitani bhavanti. In which literature, anantasya, Bhagavan's name is anantaha, infinite. Anantasya namani yashasa ankitani. In which literature, Bhagavan's glories are elaborated. Tad vag visargaha sadhavaha shrinvanti gayanti grinanti. That literature will be heard by, listened by sadhus, sung by sadhus, that is repeated by sadhus, and the sara of the literature is taken into their mind by the sadhus. That literature, what is the criterion that it is a literature which sings about the glory of the Lord? The criterion is, as even you hear those words, janata agha viplava, it will remove the sorrow of mind. As even we hear the Krishna Leela, whatever is our problem, we just temporarily forget. Correct? Our problems are temporarily forgotten. Mind is purified. So that literature which can purify the inner mind will be studied by the sadhus. Even if that literature is pratishlokam abaddhavadyapi. Mistake in every shloka. Prati shlokam mistake is there. Varieties of mistakes. Syntax mistake, grammatical mistake, then artha mistake. Why? Even if it is a literature with lot of mistakes, while chanting, you won't get any papa. But Veda mantra, if you chant wrong way, not only you won't get what you wanted, you will get side effect also. That's how the story goes. Our Kumbhakarna was doing 10,000 years tapas. Already he was a cantankerous person. All rishis he will simply catch like mouse and he will eat. So all the rishis and devatas thought, if this fellow gets boon, by birth he is more powerful, nobody could control, and he is doing lot of atrocities. By this tapasya, if he gets boon from Brahmadeva, what will happen? So they went and requested Saraswati, Amma, you are our shelter. Somehow manage, when he utters something, you twist his tongue. Immediately, Brahmaji also, we will request, Tatasi you tell. Then Mother Saraswati agreed. This fellow asked that I should not have any enemy in the creation. Nishadru. Nishadru. Nidra it happened. Nidra. Immediately Brahmaji told Tatastu. He was given complete boon for Nidra. Then again Ravana had to interfere. No, it is really a great mischief played by Devatas. So this is not proper. 10,000 years he has done tapasya. At least give some concession. So Brahmaji told, all right, 6 months Nidra, 6 months life. So Vedic mantras, if it is uttered wrongly, side effect will come. Indra Shatroho Vardhastva. Another example. I will tell afterward that story. Here, the glories of the Lord, wherever it is written, if it is sung wrongly also, Bhagavan will not be angry. Other devatas will be angry. Because rituals are towards other devatas. Bhagavan will not be angry because Bhagavan doesn't want our grammar. Bhagavan wants our devotion. For grammar, they call it vibhakti. Vibhakti they call it. In Sanskrit, they call it vibhakti. First person, second, like that is there, na? Vibhakti, they call it. So, Bhagavan doesn't want our vibhakti. He wants our bhakti. It is like mother is happy when her own child calls her in a clear cut way, mummy. This is one way. Another, amma, like that. Mother is happy. Mother understands, M is equal to mummy. Similarly, Bhagavan also, you tell anything, immediately he understands, okay, because he sees your inner heart. There is a story of a great saint who lived in Kerala, Guruvayur, you might have heard. Two saints lived there recently. One saint was Narayana Bhattatri. He was a priest of that Guruvayur temple. He has condensed the entire Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has 18,000 shlokas. He has condensed entire Bhagavatam into 1,000 shloka. Narayaniyam, that name. So, very great scholar and devotee of the Lord also. He will chant all the Bhagavatam in front of Guru Ayurappa and he will ask, is it true? Is it true? After telling, yes, it is true, only he will write in his condensation. That type of devotee, pakka in grammar and anushthana, achara, all pakka. His contemporary was another saint. His name was Pundanam. That Pundanam is Akshara Kukshi. Doesn't know anything. Illiterate.
but very great devotee. Both were friends. Because of devotion, both were friends. This Pundanam, daily he used to study, he cannot study Bhagavatam because it is difficult text, Bhagavatam. So he used to study Vishnu Sahasranama in front of Guru Ayurappa. Simple. Just 120 shlokas, 2 lines. So there it comes, Amara Prabhave Namaha. That wherever in Sanskrit, that akara is added means sandhi, they call it. You have to split properly. So he could not split properly. Mara Prabhave Namaha, Mara Prabhave Namaha. Like that he was telling. Mara means in Kerala language, that is Malayalam, tree. So this grammarian, our butter tree, for him, as though liquid lead is poured in his ears. Because if you are a good musician, if anybody does apaswara, very horrible it is. Similarly, if you are a good grammarian, if anybody talks without grammar, you will feel very bad. So it is Pundana. Stop it. Mara Prabhave Namaha illa. Amara Prabhave Namaha. Hello? Tell Amara Prabhave. So Pundana with all simplicity. Amara Prabhave Namaha. Amara Prabhave Namaha. Like that 3 times. So over. Again evening he comes. Morning one time, evening one time. Once you learn in a wrong way, same Abhatta Patha only will come. Always. Anything you memorize, if you, our own experience. English poem memorization. So again he came, same Mara Prabhave Nam. Pundanam. Morning only I told. Amara Prabhave Nama. So 2 days, 3 days over this drama, then one day is scolded. So who asked you to chant this? Do you think that Guru Ayurappa is a statue? He is living God. And you are telling Abhatta wrongly. Will not Bhagavan get irritation? I myself am irritated. Bhagavan also. He is a child also. Guru Ayurappa is a child. A matured man, adult, I am getting angry and irritated. And bhaya also by your pronunciation. Child will get bhaya. Don't chant like this. Okay, sir, okay. So he came out. That night, third day night, because of intensity of scolding, third day night he felt very bad. Guru Ayurappa, you made me to born in such a family wherein I don't get any education. You could have given at least a good intelligence to me, which you have given to Narayana Bhattadri. I don't blame him because he is a great devotee and whatever he says is correct. The simple thing I could not learn, Guru Ayurappa. Like that, he was complaining against his own ignorance and without taking food, he was whole night, he was crying. So Guru Ayurappa could not stand that. So he went to, in the dream of rest, Narayana Bhattadri. Narayana Bhattadri. So Guru Ayurappa has come. Hey, what Bhagavan? I don't see vibhaktis. I see bhakti only. I don't want your vibhakti. Vibhakti means what? Where you have to split correctly. If he splits Amara Prabhave Namaha, I take one meaning. Amara Prabhave Namaha means what? Lord of the Amaras, of the Devatas. It's called Amara Prabhave Namaha. Mara Prabhave Namaha means what? Lord of the trees. So I will understand in that way. What is there for you? So if I am Lord of the Devatas, are you Lord of trees? I myself am the Lord of trees. So what is the harm? Mara Prabhave Namaha is also okay. Amara Prabhave also okay. Like that he scolded. So immediately our Narayana Bhattatri got up and went to our Pundanam's house. Pundanam, you are chanting only Guru Ayurappa likes. You continue as you are. So in that way, devotion is superior to scholarship, superior to intelligence. Without devotion, scholarship is useless. Without devotion, you learn all the scriptures. You can be a scholar, but you will be a professor, worrying for salary. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, scholars are like vultures. Scholars who don't have
devotion to the Lord are like vultures. They soar high, but all the time their mind will be where? That rotten flesh below the land. Therefore, write a scripture which is totally dedicated to the Lord, and by that scripture you can instill devotion to the Lord in the minds of the humanity. With this advice, Narada Bhagavan is going to tell the glory of devotion. Now, so far he was talking about the glory of devotional scripture. He will tell the glory of devotion. That we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashoshanam Drunam Yeduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.